Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 12th of June. Godly Women in a Worthy House. To further understand the work of the bride, the church, we can consider a woman in a family, for she is the community of the bride in the household. Instructing such women, the Apostle Peter wrote, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear." The chaste conduct of a woman who is established in the fear of the Lord in the order of headship under Christ is holy and clean in relation to her priesthood in the temple of Christ, and also as a wife and mother in her house. Through her obedience to the word, she is being built on Christ, her foundation stone, and she is submitted to her husband in the fear of the Lord. Evidently, the woman's head is covered so that she and her family are not subject to the oppression of unclean spirits that belong to the kingdom of Satan. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Because of this, the woman ought to have authority on the head because of the angels." Having no access, Satan is unable to devour her children, who are holy on account of her faith. The Apostle John described the corporate bride of Christ in the time of the end by saying, "Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars." In principle, we could use this same imagery to describe every godly woman who belongs to the corporate bride of Christ. A godly woman's feet are on the moon, which symbolizes Christ, and as a son of God, she is shining forth as the sun, which is the glory of the Father. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, and Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 3.